Cheer Mountain Rock, Q94. There you have it. Heartache Tonight. The Eagles on this Tuesday morning adventure on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. We've got some more rock and roll that's still going to be coming your way, but we're joined this morning by Director of Athletics for the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies, Rachel Peters. Hey, how we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. And you look a little tired.
I am exhausted. And I didn't even play golf yesterday.
I promise you that you, because we do a golf tournaments here, you worked harder than all the golfers.
Well, I mean, it was really the coaching staff, our volunteers, yeah. Of course, Jeremy Haynes at the country club, and they helped to pull everything off. But yes, we are all exhausted.
Well, I had the winners. I announced those this morning, and we'll have them again at noon and at 5. Also, mm-hmm. We'll have them up on the webpage. But, this is a big deal. It's you put on a golf tournament. There's a lot of moving parts for it to come together. And one is sponsors. You guys did really good.
We were really fortunate to have some sponsors, UBS Wealth Management, so that's Camden, Lunsford, and San Filippo, so they were our premier sponsor. Our silver sponsor was West Plains Bank, hole-in-one sponsor Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and then our partee sponsor was Southern Bank, and our snacks from Pepsi, and then we had a lot of hole sponsors. So there's no way you could do a fundraising golf tournament without your sponsors and all that they did to help us offset expenses.
Yeah. It was a beautiful day too.
Oh,
it was a really
so
great
pretty
day,
it really was. Yeah. It was a little chilly in the shade, but it was it was a good day for golf.
Yeah, it was perfect. And tonight, talking about Grizzly Athletics, and again we're with Rachel Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rolling, but tonight is a big event. Coach Faye told us a little bit about it, but pretty
yes.
exciting stuff, isn't it?
Yes, we have a big week for Grizzly Athletics. We had, of course, the Bo Pace Grizzly Golf Classic yesterday, and that raises money for different scholarships. This year we are raising money for the Ron and Peggy Shimwell Scholarship. And then tonight is Hoops Madness, so that's Grizzly basketball. They'll do a little scrimmage, do some fun games, and sign autographs for the kids or adults who might want an autograph signed. Yep. Tomorrow, the Lady Grizzlies play at home, Grizzly volleyball team at home at 6:30. And then on Saturday, we have Grizzly volleyball at 11-3 here at home as part of a tri-match. Grizzly baseball is in Springfield on Friday, and Grizzly softball is in Springfield on Saturday. So literally all of our sports, except this is the one week that rodeo gets a break. So everybody except rodeo are doing some form of competition this week. And so it's a fun week to be a Grizzly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And bang a boom, the Lady Grizzly volleyball team, they
12.
Just keep climbing. 12.
I know. Man, there's a lot of talent on that team.
Yes.
Yes.
And folks, I'm telling you, they're so much fun to watch. Harlan and I, we've been, barking it out there, getting folks to come and watch these girls, because it's an exciting brand of volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, you will be very entertained when they're out there on the court.
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, we're having fun right now. We're getting to see so many student athletes who, from internationally to locally, come out and get to continue doing what they love in college. And we get to help, develop them as students, develop them as athletes, and just have a little fun while we're doing that.
Also something that is kind of exciting too, this year for the basketball team,
mm-hmm.
they have a JV team.
Right, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So we've been debating on what we want to call it. We're kind of officially, unofficially calling it a reserve team
instead of JV.
Team. But, but they won't be the Cubs, because they've got a lot of talent as well. And we're fortunate to have a really good coaching staff for all of our programs. But for basketball, we have, our head coach, Coach Jared Fay, and then assistant coach Michael Poindexter. Dr. Walt Belcher has come back to help out a little bit. And then Joe Greenwood, who is a GA for all of Grizzly Athletics, but he's really helping out a lot with that reserve team to get them prepared. And they may get an opportunity to then compete with the Grizzly basketball team. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, October is a busy, busy It's a positioning month because November, it's really
for basketball, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, we'll our the Grizzly volleyball team will do their regionals and districts and hopefully nationals in November, late October, November. Basketball starts in
November.
And then softball and baseball will finish scrimmaging then in October, so they'll have a little break until they start their seasons in February, and then rodeo's going all year.
Now, the Region 16 tournament, where will that be?
You know, I don't know that that's been announced yet.
I haven't,
yet.
No.
Yeah,
I just, I'm trying to get a little insight.
If I had it, I'd share it.
But because that's, you know, that's where the Lady Grizzlies are playing so well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to hang another banner.
Oh, I know. We just have such a long history and tradition of Grizzly volleyball, and them ranking nationally and them winning, you know, national tournaments and ending at least competing in the national tournament. And so it's going to be fun to see what the future looks like for Grizzly volleyball.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Don't forget, tomorrow night you can get a peek at them. If you've not been to see the Lady Grizzlies play, taking on Mineral Area, and that's a 6 p.m. start. But and then, of course, Saturday, there's two more games.
The tri-match.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's always fun.
You'll get to see, if you want to come out for the day, you'll get to see a lot of good, talented volleyball and a lot of fun, a lot of action at those games.
Absolutely. And don't forget tonight.
Hoops Madness.
Hoops Madness. Coach Fay is, and Dr. Walt Belcher, he's just a great human.
He's great. He's great. Just, like I said, we are really.
Oh, you guys are.
We are stacked with our coaching staff. I mean, every sport. You know, of course, Coach Figueredo for Grizzly volleyball was with us as a student athlete. Matt Hughes for rodeo is one of the most well-respected rodeo coaches in the nation. Coach Fay's been with us through thick and thin, through COVID, and really really engaged and involved in the community. And Coach Hargrove, who is our new softball coach, and Coach Tharp, our new baseball coach, they're doing great things with their programs. And then all their assistants are just really strong. So we are really fortunate with our staff right now.
It's great stuff. Again, Director of Athletics, Rachel Peterson, hanging out with us. Appreciate you coming by.
Thank
and
you.
Sharing that. And, of course, it's just another day in the life of athletics.
Thank you and all of the team here for playing at our Grizzly Golf Classic yesterday. Hope you won something.
Hey, we won a great time.
There you go. Played, I love that spin.
We played with three fantastic individuals. We laughed. We giggled. We didn't throw. No, there was no club throwing.
Nobody ended up in the pond.
Nobody ended up in the pond. You know, I here's the deal. I measure my golf game by how many balls I lost.
Okay.
I lost one.
Okay. So not a bad day to be on the course.
It was a great day. You know, it was a great day. Rachel, thank you so much
Thanks,
for
Gary.
Swinging by. More rock and roll is right here on your Mountain of Rock Q94 after some local news.